Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with Michael Day, a state agency legend. He's been in the industry since 1975. What he doesn't know about a state agency ain't worth knowing. Will qualifications ruin the UK estate agency industry? Talk to me.
Short answer, in themselves, no. I think it's what happens around it. As you know, I've got bluntly every qualification under the sun.
You've got more letters in your names afterwards than the actual name itself when you put your middle name in on LinkedIn.
Just to make it look a little longer. So I'm a great believer...
You're trying to compensate for something.
for all sorts of things, Chris. Basically, I'm a great believer in qualifications, obviously. But what I'm more interested in is professionalism, integrity, competency. Whether that comes with a few letters after somebody's name, I'm less concerned about. A lot of the best people I know in the industry, the most successful, most honest, most people with the most integrity, haven't got a qualification at all. And I think we have to be very careful that we don't end up putting too many barriers to entry in place. We've never introduced Section 22 of the Estate Agents Act. Since 79, that's been sitting there waiting to be introduced about competency. Successive governments have always preferred competition to competency. We now, with ROPA, seem to be moving towards some mandatory levels of qualification and probably licensing and regulation off the back of that, which is fine because we're one of the few countries where agents are not licensed. But I don't feel that it's the qualification in itself. It's what goes around it. And the key is we already have enough legislation. It's the enforcement that is wrong. And what we actually need is better enforcement. Now, the counter argument is that if we have qualifications, people will be more self-enforcing, they'll be better and whatever. And I can't argue against that. But I think it would be a shame if the red tape around it got in the way of bringing good people into the industry.
Is it going to be fair, though, that someone who's a damn good estate agent, been in business 20, 30 years, might be in his early 50s, is it fair, he's never taken any qualifications, that if he or she doesn't get that level 4 qualification, which, how many hours would it take to get a level 4?
Well, I don't know. Because we don't actually yet know what the syllabus is. But in theory, that's going to take somebody probably, 3 or 4 months of fairly intensive 10 hours a week or something to be able to get anywhere near that qualification.
Okay. When this was brought in with the financial services industry, an awful lot of people left the industry. Do you think it's fair that, we can't grandfather them across, or is it one rule for everyone?
Well, I think you have to, if you're going to introduce it, I think you have to have one rule for everyone, because otherwise, it becomes so subjective as to what somebody's got and somebody hasn't. I'd like to think that the existing qualifications that are out there will go, if not all the way, certainly 90% of the way plus to whatever's required. And I think for new entrants, it's fine. I do worry that there will be people in the industry who won't want to do these qualifications, but then they've got to ask, do they want to stay in the industry or not? As you say, we saw it in financial services, and after an initial hiccup, that settled down and is what it is. ROPA is, in my opinion, at least 3 years away from...
And we're filming this in December 20, by the way.
Yeah, it's at least 3 years away, and then there will have to be some form of transition period, a year or two. So I think we're 5 years away before it becomes core right across the board. And in itself, will it stop the rogues and that in the industry? No. You could be a rogue now and have a qualification. So it's the enforcement and policing and licensing that in many respects has more power.
And how would you go about that?
Well, I think that one thing about licensing is if you have a minimum qualification level, then clearly you end up with a situation where anybody with that gets a license. But the thing about a license, like a driving license, if you offend, it can be taken away from you. So you could be banned under the Estate Agents Act at this moment in time. But the Estate Agents Act, for example, doesn't cover lettings. The Estate Agents Act, Section 1, defines an estate agent as a sales or buying agent. So you could commit a heinous crime in the morning and be struck off as an estate agent and open as a letting agent in the afternoon. Now, clearly, that's a nonsense. With licensing, I would like to think that it'll be a much tougher regime in terms of disciplining and kicking out, you know, the factions that everybody in the industry would say we don't want.
So basically what you're saying is you agree that qualifications are going to be good as long as they're enforced and as long as the government give plenty of time for get people to get their act together and get it sorted out.
And that the qualifications are relevant. Now, you know, so not everybody, you know, likes to do exams. Okay, one of the beauties about this industry is you could sort of take an apprenticeship type route and learn on the job and whatever. When I came into the industry, I did my professional qualifications. I actually did them day release.
Was that on chalk bar?
It was obviously back in the days of, you know, sort of clay tablets and sticks and whatever. But at the end of the day, I was learning whilst I did the work. The same will apply now in estate agency because those people in there will be working and having to get this qualification alongside. And I think if people can come up with an imaginative way of providing the vocational training alongside, that could actually be very positive.
Thank you for your time today.
Cheers.